This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I'll be there whenever you want me. I'll be there.
All right. We may have lost out on the pride of Parkway Central, Max Scherzer, who's doing pretty well. How about the pride of Highland, Jake Odorizzi, who will be a free agent at the end of this season, now sitting there at 10-2, 2.24 ERA. He's got 85 Ks in 76 innings. How about that guy here next season, Martin?
I'll take it. Anytime, hometown guy, great.
Would he fit in, though?
Good.
With the
where
culture?
Would we play him?
I don't, long reliever? I don't know.
This is a kid who I believe was drafted by the Brewers. I'm not looking at, I should probably look it up, but I believe he was drafted by the Brewers and then part of the Zach Greinke deal, so he goes to the Royals. So about the same time, Joel Goldberg starts working for Fox Midwest covering the Royals. And one of his first assignments is to go through the minor league system of the Royals and do some of the up-and-comers. And he's somewhere on the East Coast, some small town, and he's just walking around. They're going to get some interviews, and some kid goes, "Hey, aren't you Joel Goldberg?" And he's like in the middle of Carolina. He's like, "What?" And the kid goes, "Hey, I'm Jake Odorizzi. I grew up in the St. Louis area. I used to be on the Cardinal stuff, right? Did you switch to Canada?" And he's like, wow. How random is this? But he was in the Royals system because he was part of the Zach Greinke deal when Greinke went to the Brewers. That's my early recollection of Jake Odorizzi.
Really?
And the long way of saying we probably don't have room for him on this roster.
Yeah.
We've got like two starting rotations, Frank. Where am I going to put him?
Yeah, we got 11 starters. And look, I'm guilty of that too. This offseason, we got 10 starting pitchers.
Well, I think you could still argue.
Now we got four.
I think you could argue, and I know Chuck will be here with hot takes at noon, will say, no, you do have more starters. You've got John Gant, who should be starting. You've got Carlos Martinez, who should be starting. You've got Ponce de Leon, who should be starting. You do have some options that seem to be dismissed quickly overlooked.
And the only reason Ponce and those guys are in the bullpen is because at the time last year, you didn't have spots for them. Now you do. You can't delegate just positions like John Gant. Oh, well, he's having success in the bullpen. We can't make him as a starter. If you need a starter, you stretch these guys out. I mean,
all right, a couple of sponsors here. Maryville University. I'm about to have lunch with the great Lonnie folks. They're outstanding athletic director. They do an unbelievable job. The campuses in town and country, the sports are outstanding. Go to maryville.edu for more information about that. The Bomarito people will be in action this weekend. Yes, they are sponsoring a car at the NASCAR event at Worldwide Technology Raceway. If it's a sport in St. Louis, I promise you, Bomarito will be involved. And that race at Gateway, well, Worldwide Technology Raceway, is going to be outstanding. There's two of them, national television. We're talking about the NASCAR trucks traveling 140-150 miles an hour. Head on out there. Bomarito, once again, a part of a great weekend in St. Louis sports.
You know, the great PR man Jim Powers works with Maryville, helped us the other day, the golf tournament, bringing some of the guests over. There was an actual conversation, I believe it was after you left, Frank, where Jim Powers said, okay, next segment, did you want me or the school president? And I said, well, we'd probably go with the school president if it's an option.
Wow.
It was a choice to be made, that's all.
And you said that he was actually in a...
He was in a golf cart.
For parade coverage?
He was part of the parade coverage. You can't win a Stanley Cup without our friend Jumpin' Jim Powers involved.
So if it's an international friendly at Busch Stadium, he'll be on the field. If it's Missouri State High School Activities Association, he'll be on the broadcast. And now we have the parade.
Who are the great, not the Forrest Gumps of the world, but like Zelig? There's all these people famously who just kind of weaved in and weaved out of history. I think he could always say, yeah, I was there.
He introduced,
God bless you, Jimmy.
Yes, he introduced himself to a young man that was kind of following us around on Monday, young Van Brueggen, outstanding baseball player at Central Missouri State. He says, yes, I work at Maryville, and Frank and Martin make fun of me a lot. So that's how
it's understood at this point. All right, we talked about Ryan O'Reilly winning the Selke. That trade, now you did give up a couple of first rounds, but if you had to rank...
Tage Thompson?
Like the all-time... Remember Tage Thompson even said that I was underutilized in St. Louis? Yeah. Or something along those lines. And we're like, what? Nobody even reacted because nobody cared. Nobody cared. But you gave up Berglund, Sobotka, Tage Thompson.
And a draft choice, I think.
Was it two or one? Or was Schenner two? I get mixed up. But
no, Schenner, I think, was two.
And so O'Reilly was one plus the players.
I'm pretty sure that's it, yeah.
But if you look back, what's the greatest trade in Blues
Brett
history?
Hall.
Brett Hull. I was going to say.
McInnes is up there.
I think Ryan O'Reilly.
I mean, that's moving up. You want to stay in the cup.
You want a cup. Yeah, well, true. They're not better than Brett, obviously, but I'm saying.
But because
you're right,
of the
results. Top five, Pronger. You know, the Pronger Shanahan thing was kind of interesting. The worst trade is Pronger Brewer.
Yes. Although a lot of people point to those deals that Ron Caron made. Remember the Vancouver trade? He gave up a bunch of key parts right before they were going to make a playoff run. But I think greatest Blues trades, it's always Brett Hull up here, number one. And then I think O'Reilly's in the next two or three. It's got to be. Just for the result. I mean, Cardinal-wise, you always say Brock for Brewer. It's become like a punchline. You stole Lou Brock from the Cubs.
And O'Reilly played probably some of his best hockey of his career in the most important games. Yeah, he disappeared kind of I think he was injured the first two rounds, but you're talking the Winter Conference Finals and the Stanley Cup. He was money.
Your top two centers, Shen and O'Reilly, were picked up the last two summers, and you had to cough up Sobotka, Laterra, Berglund. I mean, I would take one's in jail, one's out of hockey,
and three late-round picks. It didn't even matter about the picks.
Right, and they're first-round picks, but they're lower picks. I would not take Doug Armstrong's call this summer if I'm an opposing GM. I mean, I don't see a Laterra, Sobotka on the roster right now, Berglund, that you're looking to package and say, ooh, try and slip this guy into the deal here.
Okay,
did you take him?
With Doug, his two biggest things would be Carl Gunnarsson and Pat Maroon.
In terms of decisions, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he's going to get, you know, a couple of these done, like Berube and Binnington. You know, Binnington is under, you know, club control for 2 years, so you don't have to pay him.
I think you pay him just to you just make him happy. I think you just get that
or
done.
Or do you go a 4-year deal, and that way you have him under control for 2 more years?
I think you're throwing all those numbers on the table, and his agent is sort of hedging his bets. But if you're Jordan Binnington, never made huge dollars, if they say, we'll give you 3 years, $11 million, whatever.
You've got to get paid.
Don't you take it?
Yeah.
You take it. But does it have to be more annual average value than Jake, just in principle? Because Jake's at 435. If I'm Bennington's agent, I'd say, wait a minute, this deal? So he'll actually make less. But he doesn't have the option.
Yeah. That's a lot of money allotted to one position.
Right. If you go more than Jake, now you're over $9 million
for goalie. I think you pay Oscar Sundquist. I think you sign him to a long-term deal immediately. And I think you trade Barbashev and Joel Edmondson, guys like that with somewhat high value, and you get something in return. Because they did, I mean, they had a successful cup run, so you kind of can put value on those two players. Where at the beginning of the year, you know, they didn't have much in terms of value. But I think Edmondson was kind of helter-skelter in the playoffs and really was a liability in some of those games.
His stock was down until he played in Game 7 out of nowhere. Yeah. It was clear that they were sort of down on him.
So you can trade guys like that. And I think Oscar Sundquist is so underrated. I think you give him $3, $4 million annually and you leave it at that.
All right, let's rank these again. So,
Sundquist was part of the Ryan Reeves trade. Remember that deal?
Yeah.
That was to pick up a pick.
That's great.
That was another fleece.
All right, if we go Ryan O'Reilly, 3. Now, that could obviously move up as his career evolves. And then we go McInnes for Phil Housley in July of 1994. Al, you know, arguably the greatest Blues defenseman of all time, along with Chris Pronger. And then number one would be Steve Bozak and Brett Hull for Rob Ramage and Rick Wamsley.
Wow.
Top 3 Blues trades of all time.
Yeah, just Ryan O'Reilly has a cup, so that's why I put it up there. But yeah,
McInnes is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Granted, he had a resume when he got here, but that was a massive move for the team.
And Hull was an absolute legend. I mean,
getting Pronger would be way up there because you have a Hall of Fame player. The problem was Shanny going out in the deal, right? I mean,
he gave up a really good player. Mm-hmm. As Mike Keenan once said to Chris Pronger, Pronger reiterated this in an interview about a year ago, that Keenan would always bring him into the office, and he would say this famous quote, I traded Brendan blanking blanking Shanahan for you. Like, you better perform. Nothing like putting a little more pressure on like a 22-year-old young defenseman. Yeah. I traded Brendan.
Trader Walt, by the way, is coming back for the Pujols weekend. Jocketty's going to be here along with Tony La Russa. Walt was pretty good every year packaging up some of these guys you always heard about, getting Mark McGwire. Do you still remember? It was TJ Matthews, Blake Stein, and Eric Ludwig, right?
Yeah. How about the Kent Bottenfield trade for Jim Edmonds? I mean, that was such a perfect move. That's like buying a stock that's not very good, having it zoom, and then selling it, and you got Edmonds in that deal.
Kent Bottenfield, still one of the more shocking all-time Cardinal All-Stars, right? 1999 was an All-Star. No, he had a great season, but you packaged him up, you get yourself Jim Edmonds. The Roland deal, you did give up Polanco, who's a really good player. But you'd still do it again 1,000 times over. I mean, they had a run there where every couple of years, 98 McGuire, 2000 Edmonds, 2002 Roland, where they were picking up huge pieces of the franchise and just giving up some prospects.
How about David Freese?
In the Edmonds deal,
up,
right?
Yeah, that worked out pretty good.
Hugely popular figures in St. Louis, Edmonds and Freese. And you used one to get the other.
Yeah. John Lackey. Was a great Walt move, even though it didn't last long?
No, it was Mo. Yeah, Mo. Remember, he shook up the roster by shipping out Joe Kelly and Alan Craig. And they were in San Diego, and the team was sort of lackluster. And I think he did it as much to provide the jolt. But then Lackey was also kind of what they needed.
Here's one that's not discussed much. But what about it was Ray Langford for Woody Williams? Now, everybody thinks, wait a minute, Ray Langford is a great player. No, this was at the end of Langford's career where he wasn't productive. And Woody Williams was just unbelievable for the Cardinals. You look at Woody Williams' record as a Cardinal as opposed to Woody Williams' record with everybody else, it's unbelievable the difference.
Yeah, that's an underrated one because he came in, what, in the summer of 01, and they were sort of lackluster. And then once Woody got there, they just sort of took off. Playoff team in 02. Was Woody here through like 04, 05?
Yeah.
He still comes around. It's weird. I was at the Eagles concert years ago now at Busch, and I'm going to get a beer, probably for somebody else. And I'm walking towards the line, and I see a guy standing there, and I said, Woody? He goes, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, what are you doing here? And he said, I've got some property, like some hunting property or something, Lincoln County or somewhere. And he said, I come back every once in a while.
Now, you know what he does for a living? He's the coach at San Jacinto, the junior college in Texas, head coach there. How about this one? And this is really a great trade. It was Looper, Ozuna, and I think Almanza.
Manny Ibar. Manny Ibar, maybe? No.
For Edgar Renteria.
For Renteria. Yes, the Marlins, that was another Walt fleecing. I'll tell you what, if you can, you regret it every once in a while, and the Cardinals in recent memory have regretted some of these swaps, but a lot of times if you ship out a young player that's supposedly going to be a star and you get a proven player in return, that Manny Ibar we considered untouchable. Yeah. It was like, you can't trade Manny Ibar. And the second Miami got him, they figured out he'd lied about his age. So once they got this 22-year-old pitcher, they found out he was 27. That was part of the – I don't think the Cardinals knew that at the time, but it added to the ripoff.
How about – what was Mo's best move, though? It was Wallace and Mortensen, Brett Wallace for a Holiday. Remember that?
Yes. Via Oakland, right? Because somehow Holiday had ended up in Oakland. Yeah, and you had Brett Wallace, who was a third baseman who
–
Did Luno kind of fall in love with him? He even tried to –
Yeah, brought him back to Houston, yeah.
Yeah, rectify his career in Houston. There was another. Who was the other? Looked a lot like Brett Wallace. Was Zach? Was a second baseman member? More recent years. But it felt the same way, where he had a smaller body. They said he was going to have power. But the point is, I'm sure every town's got a lot of great trades. But the Blues, those are some legendary names we mentioned that they acquired via trade. Cardinals have acquired some legend. Ozzie Smith was a trade.
Yeah. Now, could you make a case for Walt's greatest trade being J.D. Drew and Marrero for Waino and Mark Key and Ray King?
I mean, the McGuire era didn't last long.
Adam Wainwright is your
right.
one of
your all-time. No, I agree. It's in the discussion there. Edmonds, 6-7 year run. Wainwright's run has been more than a decade.
Somebody texting in, did Martin try to ask DeWitt for free Eagles tickets?
No, that was before I
That's really one of the greatest stories ever.
It's about the one-year anniversary, by the way, of me going to see Def Leppard.
Really?
And then me also, because Kim was excited. We wanted to go. You know the story. Thought maybe they'd have some, you know, tickets.
If you got back date passes, Martin, it'll be $1,100 apiece. Yeah. But
I'll be at the Goo Goo Dolls.
You know, when you text
the pan band.
Yeah, when you text or call the executive, and then you get the call back from their assistant, you're like, oh, boy. Yeah, they mentioned you were looking for, just leave me a visa, we'll take care of that. I'm like, sure, okay. Sure. How much are they? Because, I mean, I don't like Cheap Trick that much.
You go, how much in general admission? What do you got in the upper bowl?
Well, I'm fine. I could sit at Ballparkville. You can hear over there, can't you? Got a little special seating over there.
All right, one bit of business before we end this hour. Dr. Michael Jones is one of our great sponsors, and we appreciate him being with us. He practices on both sides of the river, and what he specializes in is the laser surgery. So if you want to get rid of the contacts and the glasses for the rest of your life, there is only one place to go, and that is Quantum Vision Centers. Please tell them that I sent you. I think he's going to take great care of you, too. Nobody does a better surgery than Dr. Michael Jones. All right, what do we have coming up in the 12 o'clock?
Charlie Marlowe's here. It's a big hot take Thursday. We've got a lot to get to. All fresh takes on your soaring Cardinals. They've won 7 of their last 10. Keeping pace with the division. We've got a lot to get to. Midday Grind next.